Check it. Listen, y'all know who I be. Check it.
Oh, nice. Oh, check this. My name is Uncle Barry from the Backbenches Podcast. Welcome to the B-side episode number 35 with the lovely Miss Muruge. What's up, Shori?
Hey, guys. Hey, uh-huh. Bud.
What's up? I'm freezing the building somewhere. ESV is behind the camera. I don't know which one is mine. I've been waiting to say that. Which camera should I look at?
I'm also feeling very bombarded. All I can do is like smile and chew my teeth. I'm just feeling like, what am I supposed to do in this?
Yeah. But let's cut to the chase, man. Welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Hey.
What's up with you? What's new?
I'm good. What's up with you?
I'm nice. I'm easy. I'm well rested. So at least you say I'm ready to go.
Ready to kick it. The year is going well so far. 2024, February coming to an end. Mm-hmm. Awesome stuff. Yeah, uh-huh. Looking uh-huh. forward to March. Mm-hmm. I feel good stuff coming through. Uh-huh. So really pumped for the year to come.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Where do we start? Where do you want to start? I don't know. Oh, we can start about the apron. Why Muruge has an apron on? And following, maybe you've seen some of our visuals online where Muruge and I, she was the chef and I was a sous chef. So, did it come in handy though?
Yes, like, you did. I think they got the whisker machine, ka hand machine. Uh-huh. With me right here, because mm-hmm. that was like, oh, sour. Nope. Mm-hmm. Really came in handy. Awesome, chef. Yeah. If you need one, contact.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we are back, a new episode of the week. That one dropped earlier, but today it's kind of different because we started with the B-side. Yeah, we just got so carried away and we liked it and we were like, oh, nice, let's do this. Yeah, so welcome to our set, our temporary set, the credit director says. Like, we're working with what we have now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I bumped into something. Like, okay, I don't know. We did the banana bread, but let's just be honest. It didn't come out like it was supposed to come out.
Yeah.
And what my after an evaluation that we did, we came to a conclusion that maybe we didn't follow the recipe.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's a recipe that has been shared, but I don't know if we can do this because an ex-employee by Starbucks was fired by Starbucks, and she went online and posted the entire Starbucks menu, coffee menu, all the beverage menu, and all of the food.
Oh my God!
Online.
And Starbucks is really known for their coffee. So when you go outside there and say Ruby their coffee Mike. Secrets, uh-huh. mm-hmm. it's like really crazy. This is like Betrayal 101.
No, but it depends. It depends. But even just going back to maybe our little cookout, I don't know. Maybe, okay, yes, following the recipe is really key. But now if the recipe, like, do you think, because me, I feel like there's some certain kind of meals I still have the recipes because maybe it was passed down to me by my mom or, I mean, something like that. Maybe my sister, I mean, like I learned it online, YouTube, something like that, you know. And now if, because in most cases, say recipes are secrets because we don't want to tell you how we make our stuff. We just want you to enjoy and keep coming. Yeah, most of these things, like when it comes to sauces, maybe I'm going deep into this, mm-hmm. but I feel like this person being pissed at this point of maybe now revealing recipes of your old restaurant is really a bad rep.
It is. Yeah. Do you understand? It's like maybe that person, obviously it's like out of animosity, revenge, no. anger, you know. No. And I'm like, is it really right for someone else to do that, really?
First, it's not right.
Yep. If you ask me.
Second, if this is going to be your last job, then cool. Because nobody's looking to hire somebody with that kind of behavior. You know, in as much as your time is up somewhere, it doesn't mean you lose contact or maybe you don't burn bridges, basically. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, because we've seen the best employees go. And they even go not because they live in bad faith or maybe they got fired. They even leave because maybe it's greener pastures.
No.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're looking for that bread.
true.
Yeah, so
nothing ties you guys together at the end of the day, if you ask me.
Your mic is being fixed on set. This is our first video, bro. We are uploading this shit raw.
This should be like live sessions on. Tunaweza kuwa tunafanya hivi live na wasi, tuna chat na wao, tunakuwa na live chat or something,
maybe
some patient stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know what else you guys want to talk about.
Everything is good.
You tell me what. Still gonna talk things out. We didn't write on the board.
It's a prep. Yeah.
Explains the banana bread. You know, the funny part about this, I told Murugi, your first impression is the last impression. Like, yes, you're going to come back and maybe do a good job, but still, the first one you did,
come on. Okay.
You just say that.
There's room for improvement, guys.
Yeah.
It's always about growth. Excuse me.
Yeah. But you know, when you said you wanted us to maybe chat on it, I was like, I already checked the eat now. Cause you've been drilling, how do you call it, drawing the oven door, like, you know, taking all the heat from the oven. Like, I'm sure you guys have seen this shot. So if you can't take my heat, then.
But the banana bread was tasty.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. But we're forgetting something.
But there's room.
We did have the the correct baking sheet.
Yeah,
so I had to get one into
you
the...
See, guys, there were hiccups from the beginning, you know, there were hiccups from the beginning.
Let's just recap this. There were hiccups from the beginning. Before even me going to the supermarket, because yes, we texted on the group and said banana bread, because earlier last week we were like, okay, yo guys, next week let's make some banana bread, let's just bake something, this oven been sitting here, I mean, let's just make something, you know. So we'll get to that. So yes, we text on the group banana bread, and Murugi goes ingredients, and quickly I jump on YouTube and banana bread recipes. I'm like, okay, I always known this, but you know, you wanna get to try.
Yep.
Big pause. But so I look at everything. I'm like, okay, shit, I only don't have overripe bananas. So I'm like, Murugi gives me a call. Hey, I'm on my way already. So hit the guys up. So I hit you up, I hit Humphrey up, then I'm like, let me finish watching this video, then I go get the bananas. Or maybe should I text her to come with the overripe bananas, you know? So I'm like, okay, fine. Then a few minutes she's knocking, I'm like, hey, that was quick. Yeah, so Murugi comes in, we're doing the fast forward, then I'm like, I ran out for the bananas. Come back, we start whipping. USB walks in, and we had to go. I had to run to the supermarket to bring the right, how do you call it?
The baking tray itself.
Yeah.
Suitable for the banana bread. Yeah.
So there's so many hiccups, because if we had discussed this, I should have had all the ingredients, just to, at least to say, you know.
Yeah, but the thing that I found out is that the recipe was so important, going back to the recipe.
Yes.
Like, what I saw is that the ratio of the dough to the liquid ingredient was not up to pair. Yeah. That was the only problem. Yeah. Otherwise,
because you know, you use two eggs. I was like, one egg should be enough.
But also, I prefer using baking with baking powder, and you didn't have that. That is another.
But it was all purpose flour.
I don't be trusting all this purpose flour. Okay, for real, and you're not gonna say which flour this is.
Yeah, no promo.
No, this will even be like a slander, because it didn't do what the baking powder is supposed to do. No. And it's supposed to be an all purpose baking flour, guys.
I feel like you overstretched the recipe at some point.
Nah, I didn't.
Two eggs, I mean.
Yo.
We have it. Oh, he just brought it. It's a piece of the. It's still short, so we can't zoom into this, so I don't know which one, but
okay,
anyway, I can have a bite.
You will have a bite. I already like it. Yeah, you have to use your hands. You can't use the fork. No. You just have to show them how tough it is.
How Italian I can get.
So it's not the bread. But guys, it's so yummy though.
It's so yummy, because you got the balance of the sugar and the salt right. You know?
I don't know if we could really get a nice rename. We'll do pictures on our socials. That is at the Back Benches Podcast everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do. We'll show.
But it's tasty.
I think it's very tasty. But
and there's no like syrup or like what do you call these things?
But I love it.
Or essence or something like that.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
We'll do better. Stay tuned, guys.
Yeah. So I think you have a second chance. Yeah, because
anyway, it's Hell's Kitchen up in here. Excuse me. And I think I came with the
Mm-hmm.
And I think I came with the two red bananas.
No, the bananas are good, bro. Because I just Murugi told me to.
Let's move on.
Okay, fine. You have next week to redeem yourself.
To redeem myself, yeah.
But always follow the recipe, though. I mean, you never go out of it. Yeah.
Well, anyway,
mm-hmm.
Talking about following recipes,
mm-hmm.
there's something that I came across, and it was actually tied back to the last B-side that we had. That is episode 34.
Mm-hmm.
Go
mm-hmm.
listen back to it, where we were talking about guys being doing a background check on doing some homework on someone that is courting you and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
I bumped into this reel. I think I sent it to the group. The research is so real, and it was about this guy who was like a pathological liar, who lied to her for a very long time. They even got married and everything.
Let me just be honest. We send so much stuff in the group, so sometimes I don't be looking at
everything.
So I wait for where the most reactions are. And yes, we text like, this is so crazy. I'm like, hey, what is crazy? Because every time I want to see it. So I finally saw it. And I watched the first video to the end. I didn't know she just decided to write on this story and make up her whole content about it, a whole social media account about it. Bro, that is...
Nudge. That is the world we live in. That's how we share nowadays.
Yeah.
But
context, you can give our
audience
the context.
Don't you think it's a good thing that she actually shared?
Yeah, I mean, if the commercial part making money off it, yes, it's cool, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And on the introduction stroke disclaimer, she said that I'm in a space where I feel like I can tell this story. Like I've been through it, I've been hurt, I'm healed, blah blah blah. Like, and I'm capable of doing this right now.
Yes,
you know. Yeah.
Yeah, because the year is 2024
and
she was talking about 2019 going into 2020,
mm-hmm.
Into the pandemic, 2021 mm-hmm. and everything. And it's just like, whoa.
Uh-huh.
Like, hold up. How do you even take someone
mm-hmm.
for a fool like that?
But that is fucked up. Let me just
that
maybe
is
maybe
really
I feel
up.
Like nobody's following up.
Mm.
Okay. Also, the video is of a lady. She met a guy. They dated. They got married. Then they got divorced. So she's made a whole social media figure of a story.
Why do you say it like that? You don't believe her?
I believe. I feel
you
like,
don't believe her.
I feel like
Brett.
You're bringing your. I feel like it's a book, and she's.
Please zoom in on this digger.
I believe her.
Okay.
Like, even she looks like she's been married, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks
and
like
she
she's
looks
been
like
through
such
it.
A
yeah.
nice lady.
So, to her, and then I like how she was admitting, yes, I've done psychology. Yes, I know I didn't graduate, but I know I can still tell when I know something, you know. So,
and
you know,
she's
so
still...
I don't want to go into maybe the...
Yeah, you guys go watch
the
it.
The value in a certificate.
Please go watch it.
That is just another topic. Because that's what I'm seeing here. But the thing is, so this lady decides to maybe, she's healed now, she wants to tell the story on her social media. And now she's doing parts. There's introduction. So she's done the introduction, and I'm thinking, ah, maybe this is just maybe something I'll get on like 1, 2, 3 parts and have the whole story. So I follow her profile,
mm-hmm.
and I find she has 482 part A. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's a whole 50 series episode, dude.
So you 50 series episode plus the introduction and part A and B, or maybe episode number,
all of
number
them
7.
Combined.
So clearly she has, what do we call this? She has like a whole book. She's
And that's the thing. I even think like she went to the wrong profession. I think she should be like a creative, doing something in the movies, producing something, writing stories, being a narrator. I don't know, being an orator, you know, doing something like that. Because she really has the gist for it. Because the way she was born,
yeah,
I watched
like,
all
I have,
50
I have a good sense of humor.
Episodes, guys.
I'm a very sarcastic personality. Like, I like her, she admitting all that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's this thing is so spider for me. I feel like I really want to go deep into it. I want to learn it now because 50 parts is really a long time.
It
I don't
is.
Think because I feel like I'm late. For me to catch up, I have to binge this.
This is not anything to catch up. This is timeless. These people need to see this throughout their lives to know that there are people like this.
Well, I'm talking about how the timeline works. If I follow 1,300 people and they keep, or maybe 1,000 accounts are constantly active and they keep posting, I can't keep up with maybe whatever she's bringing new now. Maybe if I'm new to her page, it's not going to start from one.
You don't have to continue keeping up with her though. That's
what,
now the other point. You
what
don't
I'm
need
saying
to get
is, for me to maybe catch up or maybe not catch up, but I feel like there's a lot for me to do. Maybe not
no.
a story. Because these clips go like 6 minutes more.
It's 10 minutes of every reel.
Imagine 50 minutes. 50 plus how many? 10, 10 minutes? That's 500
minutes.
How many days are those?
I took
3 days.
I
know
you
can say I look
I
at the numbers too
days.
Much.
I took 3 days to watch all of those.
Yeah, wait, this is where you accuse me of looking at the numbers crazily. But bro, look at that. How many days do I have to catch up? How many days?
Anyway, for me, I'm just like, but for her even to be such a good orator and for her to put it out like that, she was also really hurt. You know, when you go something traumatic, something that really affects you, even when you decide to talk about it, it's so vivid in your eyes. Like, you feel it like it was just the other day.
Yeah.
And the fact that Ina come out evil, it's because of how much she can remember that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even on top of that, she had like an audio. So she had audio evidence of and something to listen to at that moment in those days, what she was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she could just remember, and she was just like, I couldn't remember this guy. This guy used to lie to her. To go look out for houses, 5-bedroom houses, 7-bedroom houses.
Mm-hmm.
They catch up with realtors to go look for a house. He tells her that he's gonna buy him a car. He tells her that he works at Apple. He tells her that he has sisters. He tells her that the grandmother died during COVID, and the grandmother died like 10 years ago, five years ago.
Uh-huh.
Like, this guy
crazy.
Was just a pathological liar.
Yeah.
I was shook.
If you want to give her credit to how she narrates everything, and maybe even the build-up she's done for me in the introduction, like, this is going to be a story from how I met the guy up to the when I got my divorce in my mailbox. But shit, there's so many opportunities here. She can really narrate nice sitcoms, blah blah blah, animations.
Hey, but most importantly, let's just send her healing. And I know there's so many people who are like,
I think she's healed. I think she's healed. For you to be able to get to a point where you put your all business out there, been through it, been done that, whatever. But the fact that you put your business out there to critics that you don't know you or you don't know them,
you're just like, yeah, I live.
Yes.
She's accepted.
Yeah,
she's
you
okay.
guys can comment all you want. You can ask questions if you need, if you have some.
True.
I mean, just this is my story.
But
that's what I'm telling you. This is like literally a book. She should be publishing right now.
But also,
like all that time, 50 posts, how many days?
But also, healing is not linear. As much as you will say that, it's not us. It's not us. Straight line.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a straight line.
Oh man, we out, man. Check us out every Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday for the main episode and Fridays for the B side. My name is Uncle Barry. Au revoir. Check us out. We gone.
Ciao.